is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Forever Us, J.S. Johnson, Marco's Pizza, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, and the Summer of Love Concert.
Our food is made to make you crave. Crave our pretzel BLT burger or Chipotle crunch for only $5 each. Our Chipotle crunch chicken sandwich is covered in crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Or bite into our pretzel BLT with fresh beef, cheddar cheese sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and smoky honey mustard sauce on a pretzel bun. Restrictions apply. Eat and earn reward members. Remember to scan or swipe to earn points. Wendy's, different inside and out.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We got a couple of things to talk about today, but there's nothing incredibly specific that we must dwell on. So if you want to discuss certain issues that are within the parameters of sense and public interest, then that'd be great. You can also ask me some questions, but I can't promise to answer all your questions or address all your concerns. So I put that caveat out there. And we can kind of just assess the state of things as they are in the Bahamas. But there are a couple of things I wanted to address. So the consumer price index is out. The consumer price index is an indicator of the increase in costs of goods and services over a period of time. If you would remember, the retail price index was just released, and that showed us that there was a dramatic increase up to April, and the consumer price index from the Bahamas National Institute of Statistics, National Statistical Institute, I'm sorry, has information through June. And as we suspected, things have increased if you compare the two from April to June. Now, you may be wondering, well, why would they release a consumer price index when they already had a retail price index? And why is there not one thrust toward that? There's a significant difference, even though they don't track that far apart usually over time. The consumer price index normally would not include housing, but I see that this consumer price index does, and maybe someone from the Bahamas National Statistical Institute could explain. Traditionally, I don't see the consumer price index as containing housing, but the retail price index does. Like I say, they track very closely. So I don't know what the difference is aside from the calculation method. I understand the retail price index is just the price of goods divided by the number of goods sold, essentially. And there's a different equation or algorithm used for the consumer price index, but you usually end up around the same place. But I don't understand what the material difference would be between the consumer price index and the retail price index, aside from the calculation, if they're both including housing. To me, if they're both housing. Now, if you're saying housing in terms of rent, that's different. The traditional meaning of housing would be like mortgages, including interest and taxes, but I'm not 100% sure. National Statistical Institute should have someone come out and explain that and have information attached to these sorts of reports so that they're clear. Even if it's for media, the media can make it clear to the public what exactly is going on, because I can tell you the inner workings of the National Statistical Institute in terms of their calculation of the consumer price index. And so usually when you'd see a census come out, well, let's not say census since that's like every 10 years. But if you'd see a labor force survey come out, you would have the, what was the Department of Statistics, they would explain in brief their methodology and what they found instead of just hitting you with the raw categories of numbers. And they did do a brief explanation. But again, I guess it's not on them to explain the difference, but it would have been good to have them explain precisely what the difference in their methodology and categories. Because again, the consumer price index, I was not under the impression that that was supposed to include housing, but yet it does. Anyway, let's look at it and see what it says, and then we can proceed from there. All right, let me just pull it up here and we'll move forward. And you know, the National Statistical Institute is a very important organization, agency, whatever, and that, you know, you got to go somewhere to have official records when, not only when you're having discussions, but when you're planning for a nation, you know. So you got to understand how many people of what age are in your country. You cross-reference that with the hospitals, but then you have people who migrate, who come, who leave, who, you know, may have been born elsewhere, yada, yada. So you don't know how many children you need to provide schooling for. You don't want to just be winging it. You really want demographical data that makes sense that you can not only have in your own country, but you can share with the world and say, here's what we're going here. We all use the same standard methodology, because what you don't want is someone going, well, we'll figure it out this way and we'll do it this way and we'll do it this way. And then there's no real comparison. So when you're going on the CARICOM and to the world stage, everybody's just got their own stuff going on, right? And so you don't want that. So it's very important to have a organization like the National Statistical Institute to do this sort of work. Other organizations can do it. You have a lot of private entities in North America that do this sort of thing. But everyone's got essentially a Department of Statistics that's going to have official data. When you go to, when you look at the CIA World Factbook, they're using the data from the Department of Statistics, Royal Bahamas Police Force, et cetera, et cetera. So it's important that these organizations exist and that they're given reliable information that we can trust, all right? Because that's a big part of it, trust. The Prime Minister had a press conference today, and this is why I stay away from social media now, like the plague. Because it's very difficult to filter out insanity on social media. And then everybody go, don't judge on social media. I'm judging you. So, I mean, you judge. I don't judge. What, I'm supposed to feel badly that I'm judging the quality of your conversation? I don't. Right? And I don't feel badly about telling you that it often lacks depth and insight and a grasp of the basic tenets of reality. I was looking at the Prime Minister's press conference at OPM today, and someone under there goes, Brave Davis needs to ease the tension between the United States and China. And I'm like, what are you supposed to say to that? Like that's a serious comment that someone sits there and with all the information and data they have, the awareness of the world around them and the world beyond them, someone thinks it makes sense to suggest Brave Davis should ease the tension between the United States and China. Why don't you go ask him to turn water into wine while you're at it? Yeah? Or go figure out nuclear fission while Brave Davis is supposed to be out here working miracles. What are y'all talking about? That's why I stay away. I can't do it. All right? I can't do it. You call me what you want, snobby, whatever. All that. I'll wear all that. I can't do it with y'all. It's insanity. Where in the heck is my consumer press? Here we go. This says, the Bahamas National Statistical Institute has pleased to release a consumer price index report June 2022. The monthly inflation rate in the Bahamas represents the overall change in prices. It measures price change by comparing over time costs of certain goods and services. For the month of June 22, monthly inflation for all increased by 0.5% when compared to May 2022. This June 2022 rate followed a 0.8% increase between the months of April 2022 and May 2022. Okay? You got that? So from April to May, the all items index overall, all the items, increased by 0.8%. From May to June, all right, the all items index increase by 0.5%. You staying with me? All right. So this is the monthly tally they're given, the monthly calculation they're given here, right here. All right. So just June, items went up by 0.5%. All right. The month before that, items went up by 0.8%, the all items index. So you could see how over several months, this would add up to a dramatic rise. And someone goes, well, you know, all these things don't make sense because I'm seeing different prices here and there, and my price increased 100% for certain goods. Yeah, that very well may be the case, but they're doing an all items thing. So while some items have went up, other items haven't. They talked about that in the retail price index in terms of like furniture being a little lower, et cetera. All right. The all items index for June 2022 recorded a surge of 6.2% year over year, following a 5.5% gain in May 2022. Okay. Let me just say this and I'll explain it. This increase, which was the largest change recorded for the Bahamas in recent years, is being felt globally as many other countries also grapple with rising prices. All right. So let me stop you there. And again, I'm here to help. It would be helpful because the Department of Statistics used to do this. It would be helpful if you actually had, like, whoever the director is. I can't remember this at this moment. Is it Winter? I don't recall the moment. Or whomever. Have them come out and they can explain what's going on. All right. Very clearly. So June 2022 recorded a surge of 6.2% year over year. Okay, so that means that from June 2021, all right, what prices for the all items index was then, it is now 6.2% higher June 2022. All right, overall, everything is 6.2% higher. And you can see how it's tracking. It says it's a 5.5% gain in May 22. So that means that it's steadily getting worse, right? So in May 2022, it was 5.5% higher, the all items index, than it was in May 2021. All right. And these things start to pile on, right? And I would venture to say this has been climbing since the last quarter of 2020. Now, when you're saying this increase was the largest change recorded for the Bahamas in recent years, while I appreciate that, that doesn't do me a lot of good without context. All right. So what is recent? Like, I need to understand your metric here. Recent is, we're saying in terms of years, is this 0 to 5 years? Is this 5 to 10 years? What is it that we're talking about, recent years? That would be helpful if we could explain that better to the population. But the population might not care. I care, because I want to be able to explain it in clear detail. On a year, listen to this one now. And this is where you're actually feeling what you're feeling. On a year over year basis, consumers paid 33.5% more for gasoline, while diesel saw a 32.1% increase, contributing to consumer inflation in the Bahamas. Additionally, the category of restaurants and hotels and food and non-alcoholic beverages also showed increases of 13.8% and 13.6% respectively for the same period. All right, let's look at this, take a look. Now they're calculating monthly inflation, and let's look at from where they're going. All right, well, they're doing this from, let's say, June 2020. You got to record it no matter what's going on in the economy, but I think you do need to note that there should be an asterisk at some point to say that, you know, the pandemic was wrong, world was shut down, this was in a normal situation. But it is what it is. You just record what the numbers are. So June, it went up from June 2020 to July 2020, August 2020, went down a bit, inflation. In September, back up in October, down a little bit in November, climb December, January, kind of went down to February, climbed slightly up to April 2021. And when we see the thing really starting to hit a particular threshold, because keep in mind, as these are climbing, you're hitting usually new benchmarks. So from the end of last year to now, there's been one dip, and then there's a steady climb, all right? And then a kind of a tapering off, but it's still increasing. So there's no doubt that inflation is going up. And as John Rolls said, we're probably, what they're looking at in terms of their latest data, like through the 12 months through April, right now that's probably different. So 33.5% more for gasoline. And gasoline just changes the equation on everything. We are addicted to fossil fuel. We're not alone. And it just is what it is. All right? That's not something we can control. It's something we could probably deal with. So I'm going to look at, and, you know, better late than never, I'll say this. But I think it's something that should have been done by now. So let's look at gasoline prices, all right? According to this, on a year-over-year basis, consumers paid 33.5% more for gasoline, okay? So who out there doubts that in June, that's just under 2 months ago, who out there doubts that in June, you were paying at least 33.5% more for gasoline? No one, right? All right. So essentially, gasoline was earlier in the year at $5, and then gasoline eclipsed $7. All right. So 33.5, if you just go $5, let's say a year ago you were paying $5. That sounds comfortable, maybe. That sounds right. We're in the wheelhouse. All right. 33.5% of that is almost $1.70 more. So that is kind of what we're seeing. So we probably were just over $5, and now we eclipsed $7, and now we're back down. All right, Rubis was the most expensive, and now it's $6.89. Esso is $6.96. Shell is $6.97. So we're paying really high prices for gasoline. That's not a little thing that we're paying $7 a gallon. Let me show you something about human nature, if I can drift for a moment. I'll explain something to you. It is my estimation that humans can be acclimated to anything, all right, within their physiological capabilities, right? We can't go colonize Mars, right? We gotta need to breathe and it's freezing. Within the bounds of our physiological capabilities, certainly psychologically, we can be conditioned to anything. And I'll say this. You're gonna be mad at me about this, but I don't care. I was watching yesterday the Prime Minister speak to reporters, and I've seen this since he's come into office. All right. His very nature is conducive to conversation. Yeah. And Travis Cartwright Carroll was speaking to the Prime Minister, and he was asking him, you know, is there a BPL inquiry? Yada yada yada. Is there gonna be a commission of inquiry into BPL? And the Prime Minister kind of went silent. He's like, yes or no, Prime Minister. And the Prime Minister gave him a different sort of answer without directly answering it. And he gave him a wink, which is, you know, I guess him and Travis are like that. So we're like that. I'm cool with it. You know, I stand for Brave in terms of his attitude. And we're like, okay, great. The Prime Minister, think about a year ago or more, crushingly painful it was to watch our former Prime Minister interact with the press. Now, does the press get a gold star? All right. Do media get a gold star for the sorts of questions and the tenor of research that is done that they ask officials about? Not normally, no. All right. It's sometimes painful to hear us, our colleagues, ask the Prime Minister things, but nevertheless, we're asking. We're there. We're covering him. We want to know. All right? We're doing a job. Think back on all the crazy stuff that your former Prime Minister would say to the press, and that you all, talking to you, would say make sense. Not that you could make sense of what he was saying. You just would say how he approached that situation made sense. And it made no sense whatsoever. It was completely unacceptable, and it should be totally out of bounds for your Prime Minister to have that sort of demeanor asking questions on behalf of the public. Ain't nobody come and cuss him, right? He was just being asked questions. He would strong arm us, right? His security detail. You know who I'm talking about. You know who you are. You would sometimes push cameramen, push reporters, stonewall us. You bark at people. And so many of you thought that that was acceptable behavior. And what human beings will do is they will take a situation that they know is flawed and try to adjust it in their mind to make it make sense. That's a long trek for me to go to come back and say this. $7 for the price of gasoline is outrageous. No, we can't control what the barrel of oil costs, but there are significant added on costs that the government can control with regard to gasoline that it has not, because in my estimation, it has been hoping to just ride out this situation, but they realize they cannot because the gas retailers are going to implode. The minister said today, Prime Minister Philip Davis said the government is considering reducing taxes on gasoline in an effort to reduce the price of gas. Well, by George, he says, we're now considering what we're going to do with the retail gas stations, seeking to reduce some of their taxes on VAT to be able to pass that on to consumers at the pump. Davis said during the weekly press briefing of the Office of the Prime Minister today, he said, that's something that's in the works. It says, Davis said, his administration is also in talks with shipping companies in order to lower cost of shipping goods into the country. He expressed confidence there will be some reduction in shipping costs. Okay, so the VAT on the gas, the government, make no mistake about it, the government has experienced a windfall on gasoline. I know they're sitting there going, well, you know, we're suffering too. Not really, all right? There's a 10% value-added tax on gasoline after customs duty. I don't get to this day. and I need Simon Wilson and who came up with that? John Roll. All right. To come and explain to me how it is that we tax taxes. I'm not lying to you. I want to know. I'm not trying to call nobody out. I'm not trying to make a problem. I don't understand. I'm not smart enough to understand why it is that we charge VAT on top of the taxes that we apply to goods. I do not understand it. Somebody. I'll ask Simon Wilson. You got to catch Simon Wilson like 6 in the morning. 5:30 in the morning. I don't even feel bad about calling people 6 in the morning. I'm up 6 in the morning. Don't call me, but I'm up 6 in the morning. Anyway, it's about time that the government did that. Guys have raked in lots of money on VAT, which is, you know, I know it goes to pay bills and teachers and yada, yada, yada. And there are other $30 million for the baseball stadium. I get it. But it was something you could have done to bring relief to people. And you should have done it. And that you didn't do it is unfortunate, you know? And it costs a lot of people a lot of stress. And you just got to wear that and own it. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Nightlife Entertainment and 242 Party, in association with Playhouse Entertainment, invites you to get up close and personal with Jacquees and Tang.
Hey, what if we already know who it is? It's the one and only Jacquees.
Boy, Tang, Nassau, Bahamas, I will be in the building August 6th at the Fusion Courtyard.
For table and section bookings, call 017.
Ladies, let's get up close and personal.
It's a summer of love, up close and personal with Jacquees and Tang. Fusion Superplex Courtyard, Saturday, August 6th.
To anyone interested in managing their personal finances, Sunshine Finance is offering interest-free and payment-free loans. You will be charged 0% interest until January 2023. You can keep all of this year's loan payments up to and including December. This interest-free, payment-free offer is limited to loans booked with Sunshine Finance in August only. If any of this can assist you, contact us at apply@sunshinefinanceltd.com. Sunshine Finance, we're your leader in private lending.
FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the Consumer Price Index and more specifically what's going on with gasoline prices. Now, I hear what the Prime Minister said today, but I do note that they've been saying that for months. Now, I don't know exactly why they have not yet sought to reduce the amount of VAT that they charge and or collect on gasoline, or why they have not allowed the gas station tillers and possibly wholesalers to go ahead and keep a certain portion of the VAT that they're collecting on behalf of the government. But my suspicion, again, I don't know, but, and I am just speculating on with a certain set of information that I am privy to, but I don't know for certain, but my speculation is that they were stalling before they did this because they wanted to collect the VAT, and we are desperately in need of revenue for the government. And they were stalling in the hope that prices would fall. All right, prices are beginning to fall, but, and I want to be Christian about this, all right? There is no greedier entity in the history of mankind than an oil company. I want to be nice about it, and I want to be charitable about it. In all of human history, no company, corporation, business has outstripped in terms of sheer naked greed oil companies. And I'm not saying they're all evil. I'm just saying they're voracious and ridiculous in terms of they have a product that they know the modern world needs to function, and they're riding this until the wheels fall off without any concern whatsoever for the welfare of people's finances. So they're going to hold out to the last nailed knock and squeeze every drop of profits from about 7-8 years ago. It got so bad the U.S. Congress had to have hearings. The Senate had hearings with the heads of the oil companies to go, why are you guys charging so much for oil? And the guy from the oil company came, I'll never forget as long as I live. The guy from the oil company came and he said, well, when oil is in high demand, we charge more so that we can collect profits, so that when oil is in not as high demand, we can sustain the company. Okay, so why are you acting as if you're trading oil at some sort of loss when oil is lower, when production ramps up? It is you who controls production. What are you talking about? This is your thing you set up to control oil production. Demand and supply is as a function of what you are doing. Do you understand? There are certain circumstances where things are due to factors that are sort of out of your control, like war, etc. But even then, so again, trying to be a Christian about it and not cast them as bad people, but nobody is as ruthless and greedy as the oil companies. Just no one. And I know what you're going, oh, it's a business. I get that. There's business, and then there's like taking advantage of a situation, right? So here's the breakdown. I only got a minute left. Let me try to do this. When we come back, I'll do the breakdown on what the government charges for VAT, how it works. Diesel and gasoline prices here in Nassau. I'm almost certain the formula is the same for Grand Bahama. I do not think the formula is the same for the Family Islands, but we'll talk about it, and I'll get to your text message. You can call if you like on the other side of this break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we were talking about gasoline prices in the country. And my apologies, ladies and gentlemen. We dropped there for a moment. We're back on air now, I do believe. All right, we were talking about gasoline prices and the margins the government deals with it on. So who's been winning in the whole dramatic skyrocketing increase in gasoline prices? Well, the government, for one, has been winning because their revenues increase as the price of gas increases. The oil companies have been winning, okay, because they are able to record historic profits, and they're not bothered with that at all. Who's been losing? I've been losing. They have not been losing as bad as the retailers. The retailers are losing their shirt. And the public has been losing. And so, to me, I understand the thought, because the government's thought process, and I'm not calling governments greedy, but the government's thought process is similar to the oil company's thought process. It's that, hey, man, well, it's similar, but it's not the same. The government's thought process is, look, we, and I'm telling you what they're probably saying behind the scenes, all right? They're going like, look, we're going to need this revenue now to make up for this budget that we got going on here, all right? And all of it we need all the oil price, all the gasoline VAT, we need that. We need all the VAT from the grocery items that are going up, all that we need. So this ain't no time to be talking about cutting out our bread and butter, right? You could go deal with some property tax and the VAT on the property and all this. That's a different matter, but these people are buying gas daily. You know, but we need that money coming in. Because when the price go back down, we're not going to be collecting as much money. And I get that. And I get that. But at the same time, you're doing that at the expense of the retailers losing money. So the retailers only make a certain amount of profit. And I'll show you why. And I don't own no gas station. So I'm not like caping for nobody. I'm just telling you what the deal is. the retailers only make a certain amount of profit, a certain dollar amount. The government, all right, gets a percentage. So, an example of somebody gave me, okay? So, if you say land a gallon of gasoline in Nassau at $3.56, okay? You're going to get charged customs duties on that at $1.15. Okay? You're going, and there's some sort of 1 cent surcharge that's on there. Okay? And the wholesaler is going to sell it to you, but the wholesaler only gets to make 34 cents on the gallon of gasoline, no matter the price. But the retail gas station, they're going to have to buy it regardless because that's what they do. The retail gas station is only getting 54 cents, all right, on it. And that's what they sell it at, 54 cents. The VAT comes in after everything else adds up. And then the government charges VAT on all of that. Okay, on the landed cost, on the customs duty is included. The wholesale margin is included. The retail margin is included. The 1 cent charge is included. And then the VAT is charged. So the government's winning either way, collecting the VAT. I'm not making it up. I'm not lying to you. It's factual information. I'm not saying that they're intentionally doing it to hurt folk. I'm just saying that that is the reality of the situation. And the government has not only control over how much VAT is charged on the gasoline and how much VAT it requires the gas, but the government also has control over the margin. So this isn't a function of solely market forces here playing on the gasoline. There's some that the government can do in this to figure this out. Here's the other problem. The retailers, I swear to you, I don't own a gas station, but if one's available that's not crime infested. The retailers are making the same amount of profit margin on gas that they have to pay much, much, much more for. So the price that they're buying it at increases, but their profit margin remains the same. All right? Not only that, but since gas prices are so high, their revenue is being recorded through the roof. So you're like, man, these guys are making bank. Look at it. They've millions more this year they brought in. The problem with that is, again, there's only a set profit margin while the cost of the gas is so much higher. And when they go to pay their business license, it's based on their revenue. It's not based on their profit margin. So you could have made that same 54 cents, whatever you spent on it the year before, and you could have spent twice as much this next year. You're still going to make that same 54 cents. And you're going to have to pay your business license according to how much money you brought in overall. They're not going to look at no margin. And so that's where the government comes in. All right. If anyone wants to say different or has a different idea, wants to weigh in, that's fine. What I told you about how the this come about, that's factual. All right. That's not in dispute. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No call. Okay. Give me a call. 325-435-9 and the text line is 422-4796. Yeah, so I'm not caping for no gas station. I'm just saying they have a very valid point when they say that they're in a bad way, and the government does have options. All right. So it's not like something, well, we got to figure it out. We're not too sure how it's going to come. You know exactly where you get the money from. You know exactly how all this works. And that you haven't done it, I assume, is because you're saying, you know what, we need this revenue. So I think your math is off as it relates to the retail gas station. In what respect is my math off? Tell me in what respect my math is off. I am looking at the government-sanctioned chart for the calculation of gas prices. Now, tell me how my math is off, though, in terms of maybe profit margin. I don't know. This is one of my friends. He's an accountant. So tell me that one. I'm open to it. I'm open to it if you got a different perspective. All right. We got a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good, good, good.
I'm so excited that you're finally bringing everybody up to speed on how business works.
Mm-hmm.
For locals. But if you have a hotel, a lot of these little taxes you don't have to worry about because the locals will pay the majority and the brunt of the taxation. You know, hitting people on their gross for business license, as you alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
If you turn over a lot of product, remember when we had phone cards?
Mm-hmm.
You turn over $1 million worth of phone cards, but you only make 2 cents on each one. You may find your business license is more than the $4,000 you made.
Correct.
Because if your profit, the money you keep after you bought the phone card, because we got to broke it down. If your profit's only $4,000, but your business license was based, whatever, on $10,000 out of the million, you in trouble.
Yeah.
But Juan, let's move forward a few months, could we? What happens when winter's coming? You watch Game of Thrones, winter's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That very
we'll smart. Use less. Well, we won't use less gasoline. But
well, you
gas
see,
prices may go up in winter, yeah.
What if Mr. Putin decides to slow down fuel to Europe and they start looking to the Middle East and, you know, Venezuela, whoever, and they start buying up the fuel? Now it becomes more expensive for us. You see how these dominoes may fall?
Yeah.
My question to you and to the public, because we've got a lot of smart people listening to you, you know, yellow, green, red, all colors. I'd like for them to call you and tell you what happens, God forbid, if we get $10, $15 a gallon for gas here. Because, see, the gas and energy security one affect every part of your life. That fast food burger, that goes up based on the gas, the light bill, the trucking fuel charges. And so if I always ask, not that I love energy security, believe me, I love photography more, but I tell you, energy run things. And what is our energy security plan one? Because we're now at $7 and you see the catastrophe, cascading catastrophe. What happens at 10 or 15? What's the plan?
To do what? Not use gas and oil?
Well, I mean, we could all get by.
How you going to have electricity?
Well, I mean, I'm going to be okay. But I'm
well, you'll be okay, yeah.
I'm worrying about the masses. And you see, electric car with electric scooter charged by the sun. This one politician did his do things before he's talk things. And from 1994, Juan, is so sad. We could have been like Hawaii by now. And I'll wrap up with this. 80% of their daytime energy needs come from the sun. That means the food store, when it's the most hot, can run all the lovely air conditioning freezers for almost free. That means your food cost, being from Hawaii as we speak, is much cheaper than Nassau. Wow. Maybe we get one of them energy security czars. I'm willing, but I don't think the big fuel fellas going to miss a beat on this one. You just could catch more people on bicycles. Bro, we do a show one day. Take care.
All right, my brother. Yeah, I read an article that said Germany's already having a cutback on things like heat and it's summer. And like they no longer light up like the presidential palace at night. And so I don't know that they needed to. Or the presidential, I know they have a chancellor, but there's a presidential palace. And Germany's big country. Read up on it. Long, been there a long time. Highly industrialized. Lots of people. And they're in a problem. All right. Now, I'm going to say something controversial. And people who love, the environment, sometimes I'd say are a little short-sighted on this one. But had the industrialized world focused more keenly on safe nuclear technology, a lot of this wouldn't be going on. There was this scare after Three Mile Island, after Chernobyl, about what happens when nuclear technology is messed up. In Fukushima in Japan, when they had the tsunami, and that went sideways. And so people are like, well, we got to get off this nuclear power, man. It ain't going to work, you know? And so they didn't update the nuclear technology. They didn't update. And now a lot of these countries that should be dealing with nuclear technology are dealing with fossil fuels in terms of natural gas, petroleum byproducts. And we should have invested more heavily in renewable energy, but I think there's a threshold that hits. And I think the government's pretty much correct at the 30% where we are. Because the big daddy use up all the oil is right here in New Providence. Grand Bahama as well, but right here in New Providence, we use it the most. Florida has a robust nuclear energy sector. We can explore that, but we've made nuclear this pejorative, where if we talk about it in terms of energy, we say, well, it's going to, you know, we got the waste with the spent uranium rods and all this stuff like that. And then we got, which there's a way to take care of that and a way to make that more efficient, I've been reading about. And we tie the word nuclear to nuclear weapons, and nobody wants those. I don't. And so we stopped talking about nuclear energy in any sensible respect. Because to me, I can't be the only one who's watched Star Trek, right? Those are nuclear reactors on those spaceships. I don't understand why we're not powering space travel with nuclear technology. Anyway, that's just me. I'm not smart enough to understand why they add that on top of customs duty, but I would explore some nuclear technology. Just in my head, I'm thinking. Okay. We had a call? Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey.
Good afternoon, Warren. Now, I ain't talking about it, but look, it's scary. Just that reactor, they use the main dispense fuel. You have to be cool for 1,000 years for storage. See, that's the scary part about that. But anyhow, for the last, I've been reading the Wall Street, the New York Times, for 2 quarters, April, May, and June, the oil companies made billions. Exxon made $20 billion. The English government last month passed a windfall tax on oil and gas companies. Did you talk about that? 25% goes back to the poor. Mm-hmm. Because they are ripping, they are plundering the earth. In fact, did you hear about the Saudi Caribbean Freedom Summit? Last month, the Saudi Arabia, the king of the crown prince, sent 80 sheikhs to the DR. I think we were supposed to go, but did you hear that? Did we go? They went to say holiness. They have so much cash. They're looking to spend billions. They have so much cash on hand. It's called the Saudi Caribbean Economic Forum in the DR. Did you hear that? Did we go?
No, I missed that one.
I mean, it's a global village. It's called the Saudi Caribbean Forum. 86 went to America on 3-hour bus. To spend money.
Right. We just came back from Saudi Arabia, though.
But the crown prince sent them there to the DR last month, I think on the 7th. They had a big forum. They have one spending cash on projects that are ready to go right now.
Yeah, so but we had one-on-one meetings. Listen to me. I know you're excited.
Yes.
We just came back from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, all right, and what's the other country? Kuwait. We had meetings with the people who run the airline industries, Qatar Airlines, one of the best airlines in the world. We had meetings with people
with
infrastructure. So I don't really sit here and go, we missed speaking to anyone from East Asia because we didn't go to the door. I don't know that we didn't.
It's called a Saudi Economic Forum.
All right, I got to check it out.
Yeah. It's called Saudi Caribbean Economic Forum. Google it.
Okay. All right, I'll check on it. Thanks, man. All right. Let's go to the text messages and go from there. So the what I'm saying is the retailers make the 54 cents per gallon, all right? But the retailers are spending more money to buy the gasoline. All right, so they're getting less and less and less on spending more and more and more. It says the Bahamas was indeed representative of the Saudi Caribbean Summit by His Excellency Taran Sawyer, Ambassador to Kuwait. See, there you go. There you go. I hadn't heard about it. Thanks for clarifying. But we just came back from Saudi Arabia. I say we euphemistically, like Jesse Cooper and his people. It says, what's your take on used fully electric vehicles? They're not much more expensive than the small used petroleum vehicles we drive so much now. Yeah, I got no issue with electric vehicles. Once they're able to have replaceable parts that are affordable and convenient and maintenance. It says gas prices in the U.S. went up $2. Over the past month, they dropped prices by $1. We also went up by $2 from $5 to $7. But have completely failed to bring down prices as they decreased. These people, retailers, are price gouging and riding the windfall of negative price increase news. Watch the crazy profits they're going to report for 2022. I don't see how retailers record more profit if their profit margin is fixed. I don't get that one. You got to break that down for me. Now, in terms of setting the overall price of gas at the major retailers, that's something we could talk about. This is A is A, B is B, C is C, 1, 2, 3, what you don't understand. Yeah, there you go. Correct. Right. Yeah, that's the level of conversation. It says the CPI equals the price of most recent market basket in the particular year divided by the base year, year of reference market price. Yeah, I know what that is. I'm saying my understanding of the CPI versus the retail price index was that the retail, retail price index included housing in terms of mortgages, and the consumer price index did not. That's what I'm saying. I'm clear on what the consumer price index is. I'm not that lost. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. Another call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No, not there. Okay. 1 minute's better. Don't let that survey fool him into thinking that people didn't vote him out and try run again. My husband voted PLP. I didn't vote. Well, I'll have to vote PLP, and we're white Bahamians that are longtime FNMs. Yeah, you can't. Look, certain things aren't acceptable, all right? And you wake up from your fever dream, and you go, woof. I had on some bear goggles last night. I don't know what I was thinking. And you just go, we're not doing that anymore, all right? This says, the Bahamas have to be the biggest conks to believe in an inquiry from a PM was a former minister of works who's equally responsible for the chaos called BPL, now BC. Save me from the nonsense. See what I want to know. I've been promised an interview with the PM. I have yet to get it. What I want to know, BPL, right? Okay. You want to do an inquiry into BPL. Okay. How far does that go? I'd like to know. Right? Are we going all the way back to 2015? Are we pre-power secure, post-power secure? Are we Minnis administration? Are we post-first board being fired, Minnis administration? Like, what are we talking about in terms of inquiry? Because I'd like to know what all we're looking at. Because I want to look at everything. Man, one, it's called a conspiracy. The gas dealers and the government have conspired to fleece us. It will be okay if the government spent the money to our benefit. But all I hear the retailers doing is crying. I don't know how they can be working in tandem. They're talking about they can send people home, ain't no service. You know what I mean? Well, I thought that was illegal, the tax attacks. Well, like I say, I know my limitations. I don't understand how you add that on top of the customs, but I'm sure someone much more intelligent than I am does. By Avatar One, I've been saying this from jump. How is it I can get charged duty on an item, then get charged VAT on that item when the shipping company brings it in and add their shipping costs? VAT is then charged again. Correct. So, like what? This is almost as stupid as paying for that extra the extra that years I didn't use my car because it was unlicensed before I can pay to license it to use now. This place ain't real. I don't care what no one say, but yeah, I don't get it. Like the VAT goes at the bottom. I don't get it. Like everyone adds their stuff. The shipping company has the shipping costs. The shipping company adds the VAT for the ship. Then they add the customs duties. Then there's the item, right? And then 10% of all of that. I don't get it. So I'm being charged VAT on the VAT that they already charged me for the shipping? It says, you're doing your best, but people have a hard time grasping price control, maybe because they don't understand. It's more like margin control, not price control. The government says you get a set dollars or set percent on the cost. Yeah. Maybe an economist could come explain it. I fail to see how you don't understand that the retailers are paying more for gasoline, all right, and getting the same margin. This is one at 54 cents per gallon. Retailers could possibly make less as the price goes up as the volume of gas pumped is less. For example, if I only put in $10 every time because I'm broke, when the price of gas goes up, that $10 that I still put in is less gallons than before. Now compound that number with other people in the same situation and you see the problem the gas retailers face. Exactly. That's a good way to phrase it. It says, Graham is right, $22.35 for two fast food burger combos. McCartney, where are you eating at? I deal with the $5 menu with regard to my family. $22.35, what y'all getting? Like, y'all, everything on this burger, you're getting bacon, your cheese, yeah? What else? Jalapenos on there? What are you doing? What kind of burgers y'all eating for $11? Bamboo Shack got a solid hamburger. You should go there. Yeah, Conk Burger too. As President Biden said, the oil companies made more money than God. Well, they didn't do bad. I don't know about more money than God, but they didn't do bad at all. Juan, did you start watching Star Trek Strange New Worlds yet? It's a series after Star Trek Discovery. No, I haven't watched. I'm old school, right? So I'm an Enterprise guy, right? Original series guy, but there's only not too many episodes of that. Okay. So I can do Deep Space Nine. You know what I mean? And then I do the films as well. Someone said they spent $20 for two kids' meals and a 6-inch meal from a sub shop. Yeesh. Yeah, and that's less than two fast food burger. I don't know what you're getting, but they got on this burger like egg, two, or they... Well, the operative word is VAT is added. It's added on top of everything else. Man, I thought it was added on top of the good itself. Not on top of the tax. It says, nah, some shipping companies are not laying out their charges correctly. Everything in your invoice doesn't have VAT. There is duty in the item you ship, VAT on the value of that item before duty, and then VAT on the specific charges, i.e. delivery fee, from your freight forwarder. A lot of these shipping companies are not showing it right. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It says VAT is calculated on the value of the good, which includes all input costs to get it at location available for sale. Okay. Freight and duty is such a cost. Local manufacturers pay it on component parts, so it would be unfair to not charge it on a finished imported product. All right, and this is from someone who would know. Now, I'm gonna say this again. I'm not too bright, so it takes me a while. Riddle me this. If it's already charged VAT at the border, why am I getting charged VAT again at the store? Or do they? Is that not what's happening? Am I misunderstanding? So, like, if I get the shipping company to send me my stuff, and it's bringing it to my store, and I'm reselling, I'm charging VAT on that. Or are you just considering the VAT that I already paid a pass through, and that's why? I can understand if you're saying that. So I just paid $17 for a two-piece slaw and a turnover. These are lies. These are lies you were saying. I am quite familiar with the Kentucky Fried Chicken. That is usually my go-to cheat day. These are lies. KFC has a plethora of good deals. All right. It says, what's going to happen with the people in Grand Bahama? Who people? Oh, from the Delzato thing. Boy, I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to be cold about it, but it doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. I'm going to talk about that another day. All right. Says VAT is a pyramid scheme. The last person in line gets juked. Yeah. Yeah. Says Juan, trust us. Discovery is the next best thing from Picard and Star Trek, The Next Generation. If this new offshoot from Discovery is based on Discovery, and I highly recommend you check it out. Trust me, it's Picard, and Discovery is better than Stranger Things. Good. Now, me watching that, would that require I pay another subscription for a streaming service? Or is that somewhere on BTC Flow that I can, or an existing service? It says you are spot on in what you were saying about how gas retailers are suffering. I am one, and I have spent $1 million more to buy fuel from January through July this year than I did over the same period last year, and made considerably less profit but paid more VAT. So a higher business fee is coming for less profit. Right, exactly. That's exactly, I can understand the basics of that. I may not understand, but I do understand that. It says, nope, you got it. The VAT you pay is cumulative. It's part of the total cost, and then you pay again on just the value-added profit the retailer charges. The consumer pays all the VAT from import to final sale. Right, okay, I understand that about VAT, that it's you pass it through. I need a clarity on why VAT is charged on top of the taxes. And that's what you're saying makes sense. I don't know that it's fair, but what you're saying makes sense. This says, one, it's really high time that we Bahamians have the discussion on paying VAT on customs duty tax. This should be a crime. Well, it's clearly not a crime. Where a lot of people are going to jail. You know what? I was here when they implemented VAT, and I do have a very good understanding of VAT, but I never understood the concept of charging VAT on top of all the other cumulative taxes. I don't. You know, but I understand the structure, but I don't understand, again, why they took that route. Maybe that's the cleanest route to take. You know? I'm not an accountant. This is one of the operative words that is added. Add on top. I read that. Okay. I get it. I get it. You're adding it on top of everything else. It's just... Good afternoon. Shivargo has said that putting VAT on customs duties and or other taxes can be done by the government if they want. I don't get it, but he said it makes sense. How the person says, if it's just a cumulative thing on top of everything to get to the point of purchase, point of sale... I get it. I don't like it, but I do get it that that's what you're doing. And it's your setup, right? I don't want to pay any VAT ever, right? I don't want to pay any taxes, but I understand that they are necessary if you want to have order. One, if we take our heads out of the sand and legalize hemp and marijuana, we can have our own natural oil while combining that with solar energy. We can cut our costs directly. It says it doesn't make sense to charge VAT on a tax. A tax is not a service. In this country, officials say things and they expect us to swallow it just because they say it. This says VAT is a pass-through cost that's ultimately paid by the end consumer. Charging VAT at each stage of production allows the government to start receiving the tax as soon as production starts. All the intermediaries that pay VAT actually get it back as an offset from what they paid. The end consumer pays VAT for the last time, where the government gets its full tax after having repaid the earlier amounts to the vendors along the way. I understand that as well. I do. I just don't understand charging VAT. I'm not saying I don't understand. I don't agree with it. I understand it. No. This says people dying in their sleep and having heart attacks and strokes. But these human adults want to jab their children. Well, they didn't believe adults were dying from the poison vaccine. We'd see what happens if those children are not vaxxed. Okay. Let's see what we do. One, I'll be honest. Rick Fox should not have jumped over all of the other local and international behemoths. You should have been ambassador. Who's all the others? Like, why? Why? Explain that to me. Why can't Rick Fox be... Now, I don't understand what an ambassador at large is. I had to go last night and read the dictionary definition. You know, if that's a thing that the government thinks is necessary, okay. But I don't have a problem with Rick Fox is a Bahamian. I don't have a problem with, you know, that's a subjective call. Like, why does another local... athlete who made it big on the international stage, how did they come before or after Rick Fox? How do you make that determination? I don't understand. It sounds like a specific thing that you may not know about Fox, but he's a Bahamian and they want to make him ambassador. There's no problem with that with me. We got a break? Okay, let's break. All right, take a break. We'll be back.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
You need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us, boy, one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Nassau, get ready!
After three sold-out weekends in Freeport,
Gia Pierce
Forever Us is coming!
August 6th and 7th at the St. John's College Auditorium.
It's funny.
I tell the girl I can buy her something to eat. She can tell me she wants sushi. I ask her what number that is because I gained my Greg again.
It's scandalously good.
Woman, what man you got laying off in your car? Like he just gassed
up. Forever Us, August 6th and 7th at the St. John's College Auditorium. Tickets available at the Dundas Center for the Performing Arts. Call 394-7179 for more info.
Do you know that it's not necessary to renew your NIB Smart Card when the date on the card has expired? That's right. Renewal is not required for children ages 0 to 15 or adults ages 16 to 59 years old. Persons who may apply to renew their NIB card include seniors turning 60 years old, children turning 16 years old, persons whose cards have been lost or stolen, first-time Bahamian and permanent resident adults. Non-Bahamians may apply and will be issued a verification letter. For more information on NIB Smart Card renewal, go to nib-bahamas.com or visit our Facebook and Instagram pages today. This message is sponsored by the National Insurance Board.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, they're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Nightlife Entertainment and 242 Party, in association with Playhouse Entertainment, invites you to get up close and personal with Jack Reese and Tang.
Hey, what if we already know who it is? It's the one and only Jack Reese.
Boy, Tank, Nassau, Bahamas, I will be in the building August 6th at the Fusion Courtyard.
For table and section bookings, call or WhatsApp 429-7017.
Ladies, let's get up close and personal.
It's a summer of love, up close and personal with Jack Reese and Tang. Fusion Superplex Courtyard, Saturday, August 6th.
This is GAR Up to the Minute News, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. I would like to let you know that the Summer of Love concert, up close and personal with Jacquees and Tank, is happening August 6th at the Fusion Courtyard. For tickets, contact Nightlife Entertainment on Facebook or call 429 7017, 429-7017. Summer of Love concert up close and personal with Jacquees and Tank. I think I was pronouncing his name wrong previously. My wife told me it's Jacquees. I have no idea. I'm sure he's an incredibly talented individual. It says, hi, Juan, this gas situation is really frustrating. I own a small business and have to do deliveries daily. I drive a little Paso. Went from spending $60 a week to $100+ with the increase in this little car. Wow. It costs me, and I'm not driving nothing hardcore. I got a Kia Sportage. It cost me $111 to fill up my car last week. It's crazy. All right. This says, to make a desk, you have wood, glue, nails, etc. Each item has a first cost, or they pay freight, duty, insurance, etc. When they sell those items, they charge VAT on all that, which is the value of the good landed in the store. The hardware store then adds a markup and charges VAT on all of that. The builder of the desk goes and buys these various parts to build the desk. He charges VAT on the price of goods from the hardware store and also on the added value of his labor in putting it together. Okay. So the VAT is going, he's going to add his value to it, and then we're taxing on the taxes on the added value. I got you. It says it really boils down to the value of a product landed on island and what components are included in that. Your argument that duty should not be included as a component is a valid consideration, but it would defy the definition of value in a local store. I understand what you're saying. I do. Maybe I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around it. Here's the truth, right? Someone tell me I'm wrong. That's not some element of the universe that has always existed that we just discovered now, write it out in terms of an equation that it must happen in order for everything to occur. It's, you know, it's not bromium, right? It's something that you made up. It is real. I have no doubt about it because I pay it, but it's something you made up. And it's something that I have no choice but to pay. Nobody, when you go to the store, you go to Kelly's and go, you want to pay VAT today? To help the government pay teachers? Not today, thanks. It's not like that, right? So I know it's real, but you also made it up. And you made the rules up too. Because when you could come tell me, all right, VAT going up on everything, but ain't no VAT on bread basket. Okay, so... What part of it is that I could, if you like, bill under $300? Okay. All right. You're making this up. I get it. To make money. I get it. And I can understand your logic. But it's made up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey. People who get duty free, like in the Freeport area, on the area.
I can hardly hear what you're saying. You sound very muffled.
Yeah, the people that get the duty free, like in a hotel in Freeport area. Mm-hmm. You can hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tell me something. I think that's why they charge the VAT on customs duties, because although they get stuff duty free, I think they still have to pay VAT on the duties. They don't pay the duties, but they pay VAT on the duties.
I'm not sure about that. I couldn't tell you.
You can check on that for me. I think that's what they do. They don't pay the duties, but they pay the VAT on the duties. So I think that's a gimmick to get at the people who get stuff duty-free. It's duty-free, but they pay the VAT on the duties. They don't pay the duties.
But how is it? How do they pay VAT on duty if there's no duty?
They tally up the duties, but they don't pay the duties, but they pay the VAT on it.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand, but I can ask about it. If it's duty free, then you wouldn't be paying VAT on the duty because there's no duty. I'll check though. If I have time, I will. Unless I miss something, you wouldn't be paying VAT on duty if there's no duty. That's just what makes sense to me. All right. So we start off with the consumer price index, gas prices. The retail price index indicates a lot of the same thing, but it's not quite up to as up to date as the consumer price index. So it's good to have this information. I got the census people were here last week. And that was good. It says, remember, VAT is a construct of the manufacturing sector. So you're paying for someone converting a raw material into a finished product. We have no manufacturing sector. So they made up this nonsense. Yes, taxes are made up. They're real. And they suck, but they made it up, right? If people in Freeport do pay duty, there's a bond that is issued to only licensees that are GBPA. There's a difference. Okay, there you go. One, I Googled it. The Saudis did have a Caribbean investment forum in the Dominican Republic July 7th through 9th. The 80-member team flew to Jamaica and other Caribbean countries to see what they can invest in. One, you asked Clint and the OPM, did we miss that opportunity for the Saudi billions? Well, I mean, you know, I wasn't aware of the conference. But I don't know if we missed any opportunity. Like I said, we just were in Saudi Arabia. It says, I say again, take notice of the amount of young people and old persons dying in their sleep having heart attacks. Yeah, but you just said this, right? I mean, I take notice that y'all eat 4,000 calories a day as well. And I also take notice that y'all smoke cigarettes and backwood and y'all still smoke beaties and drink alcohol. The lady from Central America who came from Anheuser-Busch said this is one of their best markets. I know that as well. I know that y'all don't be in no gym. I know that. But yeah, sure, the vaccines, the main issue with people having heart attacks in the Bahamas, according to you. I know a lot of things about the Bahamas, aside from back. Don't act like y'all were the pinnacle of health. See, I can't lie. Like, not to myself. And I try not to lie to y'all. It says you do pay VAT on duty-free. No, I understand that you can pay VAT on a duty-free product. I don't understand how you pay VAT on duty if there's no duty on the product. That's all. I'm just, you know, that's all. I don't understand that. It says, recently I took an Uber, which was an electric car. The driver said he went from spending $100 on gasoline to two recharges to 75%, which now costs him $12. I'm going electric. Yeah, for certain. Go electric, not a bad idea at all. All right. It says you pay VAT on the value. Listen. I understand that you pay VAT on the value of the product. I get it. I understand that you pay VAT at the end point of the customs duties. I don't think it's right, A. And logic dictates that you're not paying VAT on duty on a duty-free product. If I'm somehow incorrect in the basic tenet of logic that says you're not paying something if it's not a part of the cost of the product, please let me know where I am wrong in my assessment that you don't pay VAT on duty on a duty-free product. If I'm somehow completely mistaken on that, let me know. But I understand you pay VAT on the value of the product. I understand you pay VAT on the added value of the product. I understand you pay VAT on the customs of the product because it is considered a part of the added value to get it to the customer. I get that. If somehow my logic is incorrect and that you don't pay VAT on duty of a duty-free product, please let me know. Everything else is really just in the wind. And I'd love to hear how I'm wrong about that. Please let me know. All right. It says you pay VAT on the value of the product, not the duty. That's exactly what I said. Why is this a point of contention? Why does this anyone feel the need to clarify for me that I said I don't understand how you could pay VAT on duty on a duty-free product? Let's all move on. Let's move on. All right. We got limited time left. Listen, this is Dino. You can still smile at the pump even though your prices are high. Start by filling your tank. Top up whenever your gas gauge hits 3/4 tank level or just above half tank. You'll most likely never experience the shock of hearing that'll be $97.44, and your full fuel pump will burn gas more efficiently. Besides, it doesn't hurt as much as every visit to hear $22.34, right? Yeah, correct. I usually don't have that sort of discipline. Like, if I'm over half tank, I feel comfortable. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to start, like, I'm at half tank now. I'm going to go in because you just don't want to hear that. You don't want to get hit with that hardcore gas bill. But it makes sense that you would go pay it, go pay for gas when you're at 3/4. I'm going to go do that. I'm half, I'll top up, and I'll try to keep it at 3/4. They sent the WNBA star to prison in Russia. Why y'all, come on, you know? 9 years for some hash? Come on, Putin, be serious. Y'all let this girl go. 9 years? She killed somebody? But y'all, I don't get it. Like, let this girl go, man. Y'all, now, I don't know about giving the arms dealer in exchange for her, but y'all, come on. That ain't right. All right, we gotta get out of here. You guys have a great day. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be like around, but not on air. Anku Sural will be on with you. Anku's doing Fridays until the end of August. And take care of each other and have a great weekend, Bombers.